Just when you thought he was done, quarterback Brett Favre called an audible today when he signed a contract to play for the Minnesota Vikings, 3 weeks after announcing he would stay retired this season. This afternoon, Favre was already out on the practice field with his new team, wearing his familiar number 4. From Minnesota Public Radio, Tom Weber reports.
In his first press conference as a Viking today, the three-time MVP reflected on the past 3 weeks since he first told the team no.
At times, I was okay with it. Other times I said, "Why? Well, you know, I really felt like I could help that team." And I think that's the competitive fire in me. As a player, regardless of sport, you got to feel like you can make a difference. And I truly feel like I can. And so I didn't want to say, you know, what if.
After years as the NFL's premier quarterback, Favre, the Packer, retired last year but changed his mind. He was then traded to the New York Jets and played one season before retiring again this year. Favre also had surgery to fix his throwing arm earlier this year, but said that surgery did not fix a torn rotator cuff that he'd apparently played with for years. Another thing that changed in the past 3 weeks, he says, is that his doctor assured him he probably could play. The news spread through Minnesota and Wisconsin quickly today to either the delight or ire of Vikings and Packers fans, and struck at the heart of a Packers-Vikings rivalry that's one of the game's classics. Neighboring states, division rivals. Rank it up there with Roger Clemens becoming a Yankee after all those years in Boston. Eric Young, a Vikings fan, stood in downtown St. Paul today, savoring how much better he thinks his holidays will be this year with his Packer fan in-laws. But both he and his friend Michael Shanks also say Favre will make the Vikings better.
Look what happened to the Jets. Jets were mediocre at best. He showed up. Everybody played harder for that guy.
All he needs to do is manage the game for the Vikings. He'll do that pretty well.
So. Favre's new job means the Vikings' two other quarterbacks, Tavares Jackson and Sage Rosenfels, are probably done competing for the starting job. Favre has also said he thinks the Vikings' fit is better than the one he had with the Jets because it has a more familiar offense. But it also means two of the hottest tickets in football this year will be the two times the Vikings play the Packers. The first is in Minnesota on October 5th. But on Sunday, November 1st at high noon, the Vikings will visit the Packers in Green Bay, and Brett Favre will run out onto Lambeau Field not wearing a Packers jersey. For NPR News, I'm Tom Weber in St. Paul.